A Taste of Poison Paradise, written by Kheltonk and read by Sunkitten Shash. An Only Friends Boston Ray fic, rated explicit. Additionally tagged for dubious consent, recreational drug use, explicit drug use, this shit ain't implied, alcohol, bad decisions, all of these things are happening simultaneously. Pre-canon, one-night stands, sex on drugs, anal sex. Summary. Boston leaned close, mouth against Ray's ear to be heard over the music. On says she'll give me a line if I kiss a guy. Come with me. Ray let himself be prized away from maybe Beau with a vague sort of regret, but she was dancing with someone else before Boston had even managed to extricate him from the crowd, so he allowed Boston to steer him, stumbling slightly and snickering, grabbing Boston around the waist to stay upright. Music thumped and Ray's pulse pounded in time. There was a girl with her arms slung around his neck, her smile as wide as his and glowing. Her hair stuck to his palms as he touched her back, hot and sweat damp. She giggled, and the sound made him smile. Through the blur of alcohol and weird lighting, she seemed familiar enough to kiss. She might have been in a class. Bill? Beau? Something. She kissed back for a few beats of the song before falling away and grinning up at him, turning to press her back to his front, moving with him to the music. She was warm under his hands, on her stomach now, and he was about to gently start nudging her out of the small press of bodies to find somewhere more secluded when another arm, heavier, even more familiar, slung itself around his neck. He'd known Boston for a few months, with them finding kindred spirits in one another after realizing they regularly bunked off the same chemistry lab to smoke stolen cigarettes behind the gym. Since then, they'd been each other's worst influence, borderline inseparable. It had been Boston who'd found out about the party. Boston leaned close, mouth against Ray's ear to be heard over the music. Ann says she'll give me a line if I kiss a guy. Come with me. Ray let himself be prized away from maybe Beau with a vague sort of regret, but she was dancing with someone else before Boston had even managed to extricate him from the crowd, so he allowed Boston to steer him, stumbling slightly and snickering, grabbing Boston around the waist to stay upright. He didn't even really know what Boston wanted a line for, whatever that was, but they'd had a single, probably ill-advised kiss when they'd been drunk on their parents' liquor one time, and it hadn't been bad. Actually, it had been pretty good. Mostly, Ray remembered the taste of whiskey and cigarettes and how soft Boston's tongue had felt. Anyway, Boston seemed excited, so whatever he'd roped Ray into was bound to be fun, if legally dubious. That said, they were 18 and drinking at a house party. Legal had wandered out of the picture quite some time ago. Boston dragged him over to a group of people. Seniors, probably, by the look of some of the dyed hair and piercings that definitely wouldn't pass uniform inspection at school. Still with an arm hooked around Ray's neck, Boston introduced him, and the girl with a nose ring smirked. Ray swayed into Boston, using him for balance. He felt floaty, free. Ray had stolen sips from bottles his parents had in cabinets, but this was probably the drunkest he'd been. Boston really was kind of pretty, Ray thought, blinking at the side of his friend's head. He was all angles that should be kind of awkward-looking, but he pulled it off somehow, something sort of fey in the crook of his smile. He was laughing at something one of the seniors said, and before Ray could tune back in, not that he'd been listening in the first place, with the bass of the music still feeling like it was a part of him, Boston was turning to look at him and cupping his face in his free hand. It wasn't a hardship, really, to let himself be kissed. It felt nice. He'd liked kissing maybe Beau. He liked kissing Boston. Really, it didn't matter who, as long as there was kissing. Sure, Boston was firmer in every conceivable way, and that appealed to a baser part of Ray's nature. Soon? Too soon? Ray shook the thought away with a silly grin. Boston pulled away and looked around at their seniors, holding out the hand that had been on Ray's face a moment ago. One of the girls, Ann, Ray assumed, pouted thoughtfully. That wasn't really a kiss. Ray would have liked to disagree. Who was she? The kiss police? Ray liked kisses, and that had been a kiss. A very short one, but still a kiss. Boston's eyes were narrowed, which meant he was scheming. Ray grinned at him, and accidentally on purpose staggered into him to break his concentration. They were supposed to be having fun, and Boston scheming usually meant someone was going to start yelling. Ray was drunk, sure, but there were fundamentals of the universe that didn't change. He mumbled something about going to get a drink while Boston did whatever Boston was doing, but before he could get more than a couple of steps, Boston was reeling him back in and kissing him again, wasting no time on chastity. Drink forgotten, Ray melted into it, opened his mouth obediently when Boston's tongue slipped over his lips, kissed back because there was no way he wasn't participating, fingers curling in the front of Boston's very loudly patterned shirt. Ray's mind buzzed pleasantly, sinking into the little points of light on his skin from the hand around his arm and the other cupping his jaw. He sucked Boston's top lip and bit gently, grinning and leaning away when Boston made a tiny noise halfway between a complaint and a gasp, audible only to him. "I wanted a drink," Ray said with an exaggerated pout, though stayed put, contented, when Boston draped his arm around Ray's shoulders again.
"This is better than a drink," Boston said with that impish smile of his.
He accepted a little plastic packet from Ann, and once more was steering Ray through the party with an air of purpose. Intrigued, Ray allowed himself to be led through what felt like miles of corridors before Boston picked a door and shoved him inside, flicking a side light on when he followed him in.
"Hey, do you have your credit card?"
Ray hummed and handed over his wallet. Boston slid to his knees at a low table, and Ray looked around. They were in someone's bedroom. It was a little beige and boring for Ray's tastes, probably a guest room, and he couldn't really hear the music anymore, but it was nice enough. The carpet felt expensive. He was considering investigating the bed linens. A nap sounded kind of nice, when Boston's hand appeared and dragged him down. There were slightly wonky, powdery white lines, and Ray realized all at once what the line Boston had been talking about was.
"Do this with me," Boston said, and Ray had never really been one to say no. There'd never been a point.
He flopped against Boston's shoulder and hummed. "You've done it?"
"Couple of times."
Boston divided the lines more firmly, a couple of granules clinging to the plastic of Ray's credit card before he tapped it off.
"Makes me feel nice. Hot."
Ray snickered. Boston gave him an offended look. "You're hot," Ray promised earnestly. "Super hot. If we weren't friends, I'd fuck you." The offended look morphed into something else, but Ray busied himself with trying to figure out what he was supposed to do with what he assumed was his line. He'd seen movies, heard other people they hung out with talking about it,
but they didn't have a conveniently rolled-up banknote, and Ray certainly didn't have the physical coordination to manage such a feat right then. He looked at Boston, who was already leaning over his own with a ripped-off paper straw. Smart. Boston was smart. Very few people got to see it. He really didn't give anyone a chance to. Ray got to see it. Boston sniffed as he sat back again, tipping his head back and leaning against the ottoman they were beside. He handed the straw to Ray. "Just like I did," he said, and shifted a little to help Ray get closer to the table. It felt weird to feel weird about the straw having been in Boston's nose when literally minutes ago they'd had each other's tongues in their mouths, but that might have been the alcohol talking. Ray giggled. Boston nudged him, and he leaned down obediently, fighting down the grin, because it felt like this was supposed to be a serious matter. Illegal drugs were serious business, or something. The powder felt like it clung, and hit like a bad drag on a cigarette, and for a few moments it just felt like he'd accidentally inhaled pepper or something, until Boston's hands were pulling him back against him. He let the straw drop, still wrinkling his nose, and let himself sink into Boston's warmth. "Hey," Boston said, maybe a minute later, while Ray felt like maybe his skin was new somehow. "Hey, you okay?"
"Does your skin feel new?"
Boston laughed, and Ray laughed with him, giddy warmth suffusing his body. He sat up, suddenly energized. He wanted to dance some more. He wanted...
"Hey, did you mean it?"
Ray blinked, looked over his shoulder at Boston, who was still sprawled against the ottoman.
"You said you'd fuck me."
Ray grinned. It wasn't a bad thought. Actually, the thought was kind of nice. He already liked Boston. He was good-looking, and he was nice to Ray. Well, he shared his drugs with Ray. That was nice, he was pretty sure. "If we weren't friends," Ray said, aiming for chiding and probably sounding closer to cheeky. He didn't care. It didn't matter. He wanted to dance, move. He felt like he'd taken a shot of caffeine, or, well, cocaine, he supposed. That was funny. He laughed. Boston hooked a hand around his neck, and Ray didn't think he could move that fast, but there he was. He smiled as Boston drew him closer, also smiling.
Sometimes friendship can involve sex.
Ray thought about it. That seemed reasonable. Probably. It was kind of nice, too. Boston was someone who thought he was a lot more complicated than he was, but Ray was okay with that because it meant he could read what Boston wanted right on his face. He leaned in to kiss him, smiling at the way the room gave a giddy loop around him when Boston pulled him closer by the front of his shirt, taking over the kiss the way he was wont to do. Somehow, they dragged themselves up and made it to the bed. Ray had been right. The sheets felt expensive, too. He got halfway through telling Boston as much, before he realized Boston was out of his shirt, and there was a whole lot of skin to explore. It wasn't anything he hadn't already seen, but it was new. Boston was perched in his lap, and kissing his way down Ray's neck, unbuttoning Ray's shirt and rocking ever so slightly. Ray slid his hands along Boston's smooth, sweat-damp skin, following each hollow and dip of his ribs, his spine. Gratifyingly, Boston shivered under his touch.
"I don't have any..."
Ray was cut off by a kiss, and that was nice. So he kissed back and shrugged out of his shirt, parting the kiss just long enough to pull his vest underneath up and over his head. He pushed Boston back after a moment or two. The alcohol had things feeling blurry and giddy, but the coke had brought a strange, ethereal sort of clarity, along with the electrical current buzzing under his skin everywhere Boston was touching him.
Tom, I don't have condoms or lube.
I do. To prove it, Boston dug around in his back pocket. He canted his hips down against Ray's to do so, and that had the current turning to blissful lightning, and produced a couple of foil packets.
Well, that took care of that.
Ray dragged him into another kiss, curling his fingers in Boston's hair and pulling his head back to get at his throat. A bolt of energy, perhaps from the way Boston was squirming against him, made him tip Boston onto his back and follow him down, yanking at his button fly and sliding his hand into Boston's boxers just to feel how heavy and hard he was. Boston made a high little whine somewhere in the back of his throat as Ray smiled into his skin. Boston seemed at a loss for what to do with his own hands for a moment, until they were on Ray's back, pulling him down. Either the alcohol, the drugs, or some combination of the two, plus the heavy dose of arousal, had time feeling slippery. They were out of their clothes, and Ray might have discovered a feeling better than kissing, as Boston rolled up against him, moaning. Skin slid over skin, and Ray could barely concentrate long enough to open the lube. He paused, forced himself to pause and push back onto his haunches to blink down at Boston, grasping his ability to focus. Boston let out a vague protestation. His eyes were almost all pupil, face flushed even in the dim light. Still, he looked between the lube in Ray's hand and Ray himself and nodded, gave a funny little shrug after. Ray smirked down at him and leaned down for a kiss before pulling back again, slicking his fingers, which took far more dexterity than it really should have. "Up," he said, and that got a giggle out of Boston. Ray laughed, too. "Get up. Turn over." Boston did, though he looked like he was going to sulk about it for a second or two. Ray pulled him up onto his knees with some effort, and wasted little time pressing his fingers in. The sensations bolting through his body wanted him to just take, but although he knew Boston had to be feeling something similar, they were friends, right? Boston was tight, clutching, the heat almost unbearable as Ray forced himself to be patient, ignored the throb of his own erection, focused on the little hitching gasps Boston was trying to bury in the bedding. It wasn't long, probably, before Boston's spine rolled, arching and pushing up, hand reaching for himself, and Ray withdrew his fingers completely.
"Hey, don't come yet," Ray complained, fingers slipping on the condom packet.
Boston stopped jerking himself, which was very obliging of him, and turned his head to look back at Ray, just as Ray managed to get the condom unwrapped.
"Shut up," he said,
when Boston smirked at him having to close one eye to get it on his dick properly, indulging himself to make sure it was in place and slick his cock up with what remained of the lube. Boston stopped smirking, head dropping down as Ray pushed into him, bottoming out with a long, low groan. He'd had sex before, but never like this. Every inch felt otherworldly, each little slip wholly electric. His body felt alive in a way he hadn't experienced before, all of his nerve endings wired directly into some ethereal circuitry that transcended his physical form. Ray draped himself over Boston's back, kissing what skin he could reach while still being able to fuck him. He braced a hand on the bed and slid the other around to curl around Boston's cock. Boston whimpered and dropped to his elbows, forehead pressing into the bedding as he pushed back on Ray's cock, and then jerked forwards into his hand, apparently caught between conflicting urges. Sweat made their bodies slide together, and Ray would have been hard-pressed to recall much beyond the heat and the skittering desperation of sensation. Much too soon, or not soon enough, Boston was biting a yell into the bed cover, cock jerking in Ray's grip as he came. Ray lifted onto his knees and gripped Boston's hips, pressing faster, harder, deeper, chasing the promised precipice of oblivion he knew was waiting. He might have cried out as he came, but any sensation that wasn't the orgasm itself was obliterated into tiny little glittering pieces. Boston brought him back to himself by wriggling under him until he moved, rolling aside with just enough forethought to grab the condom as he pulled out. The sound was kind of funny, but mostly gross, as was the feeling of slowly going soft in the sticky condom. His veins were full of a fizzy kind of lethargy. He felt wrung out and floaty, but his mind raced. They should at least take the cover off the bed. Boston had made a fine mess of it. It would only be polite. He sat up, intent on doing just that, and swayed dangerously, head spinning in protest.
"Something's wearing off," Ray said, stupidly,
and looked down vaguely at the condom in his hand. Some of his cum was dribbling out, and he knew it was disgusting, but he couldn't think for the life of him what he was supposed to do about it. Boston snickered at him breathlessly and helped him tie it off, wiping his hands on the sheet. They definitely needed to burn it, Ray decided, just as soon as his limbs would move where he wanted them to. He slid off the bed, clumsily stood and staggered to what he assumed, hoped, were his boxers, and entertained Boston thoroughly by putting them on. They dressed, leaning on each other for most of it, and Boston made to leave with the promise of finding them drinks.
"No, no, no, the bed!"
Ray pushed through his thoughts, searching for the ones he wanted.
"Need to take it."
For some reason, that made Boston laugh. Ray grinned, pleased with himself, even as Boston called him an idiot.
"We can't take the bed. They'll notice. I don't think we could carry it."
Ray gazed at him, puzzled. Looked at the bed, stumped. Then it clicked.
"The cover. It's all gross. We should get rid of it."
"It's not a body."
There was a joke there somewhere, but Ray was still trying to figure out if it was the orgasm, the coke, or the alcohol that was wearing off way too quick. The other two, in whichever combination, were playing havoc with what remained of his faculties. Boston relented after a minute, apparently realizing Ray was not planning on leaving the room without the bed cover, and that things would probably go much smoother if he helped. There was a brief and heated discussion about whether they'd be able to sneak the whole cover through the party, before Boston opened the balconette window and tossed the balled-up sheet out into the night. Ray had no idea what was down there, but no voices were raised in protest, so he figured it a job well done, and followed Boston back along the hall to the main part of the party. Another slow-blooming flash of clarity wandered through his mind. He probably wouldn't fuck Boston again. Whatever it was that Boston had said about friendships and sex, he didn't think it was worth the risk of getting too attached. Not to a point where sex and love might get confused. Leaning against a wall for balance, he watched Boston across the patio accidentally on purpose knocking a girl, Beau, from their class, into the pool on his way back from getting Ray and him some drinks, and decided it was a decision he could live with. Boston delivered the drink to him with a sweet, entirely fake little smile, before he wandered off to cause some other mayhem. More people had jumped into the pool. Ray sipped his drink, smiling. A decision he could live with. Providing he remembered it.
The end. Thanks for listening.